I am not a person of color. For many reasons. One, everybody's skin has a color. White is a color. If I'm trying to change the color of a font for a thumbnail, I would usually change the font color to white because it's bright and it's easy to read. Okay, if you're black, right, you're welcome to hold on to this colored label. If you want to live with a 1960s mindset, be my guest. Only black people can be colored people because that's what it applied to. It applied to black people. Do you guys remember there used to be this thing called the NAACP, an organization, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? Were Indians on that list? Indian Americans, were we on that list? Latinos, Asians? No, we were not on that list. The whole point of being a colored person is to show people that you are underprivileged and warrant some kind of sympathy for them, affirmative action, whatever, especially from white privileged people who need to check their privilege. Indian Americans calling themselves people of color is the most, oh.
What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, I'm Ashamed of My Indian Heritage. As you guys saw before this video started, there was a clip of Yogi Obes going on a rant, claiming he's not Indian and that he's like a descendant of Genghis Khan and other type of mental illness going on with him. So today we're going to be talking about why is it that Indian people the world over are ashamed of their heritage, and Yogi Obes really is the only Indian out there who, no matter how much flack we send Yogi Obes' way, the guy is actually ahead of the curve. Now, before we get into the video, as you guys can clearly see, I'm in the ocean right now. I'm actually out in Sarasota, Florida, believe it or not. I've been in Florida for 40 years, except the time when I go to fucking California. I never, ever been out to Western Florida. I never, ever been in the Gulf of Mexico, even though it's like 3 hours away from where I am in Florida. So this is the first time in my life that I am out here in the Gulf of Mexico. Have to admit, it's a little bit different than the Atlantic. It's not as it's a little bit warmer, a little bit calmer. It's definitely a little bit warmer, has a nice feel to it. They say there's a lot of fish out here. I didn't catch anything yet. I don't know if you guys can see it. That's my fishing rod. Yeah, see where those people are behind us? That's my fishing rod over there. It's a 12-foot fishing rod. As you guys know, I'm gonna leave America. I already booked the ticket to Europe. I don't want to come back to America. I would much rather stay in Europe than come back here. So this is why I'm going on like a mini trip around Florida. So in case I leave America and not come back, I get to say, hey, I've been to the Gulf of Mexico. As you guys can see over here, see this line? That's the line of my rod. My rod is right behind us. I don't know if you guys can see it. It's a 12-foot rod. You can cast from the shore all the way to Europe, or in our case, all the way to Mexico, because it's a 12-foot rod. I don't know if you guys can see it right behind me over there. Anyway, so let's get into this video, okay? Why are Indian people ashamed of their heritage, okay? The cold hard black pill truth of the matter is, you Indian people, you have nothing to be proud of. You guys were never conquerors. You have always been conquered by other people. You were conquered by Alexander the Great. You've been conquered by the Mughals. You've been conquered by the British. Your president Modi is pretty much a lapdog for white people. So you guys were never ever the conquerors. You were always the conquered. That's number one. Number two, you Indian people never ever benefited humanity through science, technology, innovation. I mean, at least the Arabs have like chemistry and algebra. named after them or because of them. What do we, what does the world have from Indian people? Nothing, right? Third thing is, you Indian people, you are not talented and you're not athletic nor creative. I mean, have we ever heard of like an Indian LeBron James or an Indian Beyonce? No, there is no talented, creative, athletic Indian people. It just doesn't exist. Now, I know some of you Indian guys out there are gonna get smart and you're gonna say, well, are we Indians are really good at cricket? Let me tell you something. Cricket is not a real sport. Get over it, guys. Okay, so with the aforementioned, it's woefully clear why Indian people can never ever walk with their head held high. Give me a second. Oh yeah, that felt good. So, what do I mean by Indian people not being proud of their heritage? It's because the most important thing here, guys, forget politics, forget sports, forget creativity, forget science, forget all that. The single most important thing is looks. That's the ultimate Nagasaki Hiroshima black belt truth, is that looks are the single most important thing. Looks can make people forgive anything and everything. Don't believe me? Look up Jeremy Meeks. The guy's a fucking gangbanger, murderer, and now he's like living the life, you know, because looks. So, Nagasaki Hiroshima black belt truth, you Indian people are a fugly looking people, okay? Your women fall into one of two categories. They either fall into skinny and the body of a 12 year old boy, you know, they're flat on the front, they're flat on the back, or your women are short and fat. This is it. There is no other options when it comes to Indian women. Now, when it comes to you Indian men, now I know we all unanimously agree that Yogi Obes is the epitome of a curry seal, but the Nagasaki Hiroshima black belt truth is that Yogi Obes mugs 90% of all Indian people. Now, I know some of you Indian guys, you know, as a disclaimer, because it happens all the time, like in my comment section, you Indian guys will show up and say, yo, Amar, I got green eyes, I'm light skinned, I'm over 5'8", I look nothing like Yogi Obes. Well, congratulations, right? You know, Alexander the Great raped your great-great-great-grandmommy, and now you look like a decent human being. Guess what? This video ain't for you, okay? This video is for all the Yogi Obes out there. And keep in mind, again, Yogi Obes mugs 90% of Indian people. You know, here in in South Florida, I grew up with a Indian community. When I went out to LA, I drove cab with Indians. When I lived in the Bay Area, it was all Indians, okay? So I know for an absolute fact, Yogi Obes, even though he's like fucking 5'4" and he's got that inbred nose, he mugs 90% of all Indian men. That just goes to show you how unattractive Indian men are. Now, if you guys remember, okay, before Scamarona, I was in the Bay Area. I went out to the pier in San Francisco, and I actually made a video from the pier in San Francisco because there were so many Indian people, man. You know, there were more Indians in fucking the Bay Area. If you guys ever go to like Mountain View, Sunnyvale, it's like all fucking Indian guys. And I don't want you guys to take my word for anything, okay? Go out to Sunnyvale, California, okay? And see with your own eyes, Yogi Obes mugs 90% of all Indian men. Period. So, when I was out in the Bay Area, I actually, even though I've been in LA for 17 years, I never ever been out to the Bay Area until like a couple of months before Scamarona. So if you guys remember, hopefully you remember, I was making a video from the pier walking around, and I was telling you Indian guys out there, please, please, please stop procreating, stop having children. Okay, you Indian guys need to understand, because you're fugly, you're gonna marry fugly woman. So you're fugly, your wife is fugly, well guess what your child is gonna be? He's gonna be like super fugly. You see, you guys out there have to understand, you have to look out for the benefit of your children, okay? You know, you're a curry sale, maybe you had an arranged marriage, maybe you made some good money out in Silicon Valley, and you know, some, you know, 300 pound Indian woman who's dark skin, ugly, nobody wants her, and she's like, okay, I'll take this guy, I guess, and she settled for you, and then you have fugly kids. Come on, man. You know, moving forward into the future, guys, it's all about looks. Looks, 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 okay? You guys gotta watch out for your children. Now, this is where Yogi Obes is ahead of the curve, okay? As you guys know, Yogi Obes moved to Sweden, which is one of the whitest countries on the face of the planet. Yogi Obes he abandoned Hinduism, converted to Christianity, and he married a white girl. We don't know how she looks like. He has her on his Instagram, but his Instagram is set to private and he's not letting any of us in. So we don't know how his girlfriend looks like, but if she's a decent looking white chick, well guess what? Yogi Obes cheated his genetics, okay? This is what Saint Hamoudi, God bless his soul, has been talking about. You gotta cheat your genetics. Listen, if you're a curry cell, the only way you as a curry cell can procreate is if you cheat your genetics, okay? If that means you have to pay a white woman $1 million to carry your kid, so be it, okay? Do not go out and fucking get married, because you're gonna have fugly children, okay? If you have fugly children, they cannot walk around with their head held high. And I'm gonna give you proof, okay? So when I was in the Bay Area, as you guys know, I was delivering Uber Eats, stuff like that. That way I get to pay off my bill for, you know, because as you guys know, my Egyptian cousin, he like stole about $8,000 to $10,000 from me, closed down a restaurant that I spent a grand total of $20,000. So I had that debt to pay off. Thank God I paid it off a couple of months ago. Then I had to pay off MGTOW TV as well. So I was paying off a debt and I was keeping MGTOW TV afloat. So I was working 15 hours a day in the Bay Area, you know, delivering DoorDash, Uber Eats, shit like that. So I was picking up from one of these restaurants on Castro Boulevard, and because of Scamarona, it was only takeaway. So you just walk in and say, hey, I'm with so-and-so company, I'm looking for the order for so-and-so. And there was this chubby but cute blonde girl that was handing out the order, and in walks this Indian curry seal. Now he's short, he's chubby, he got hair. You have to remember, he's like in his early 20s, so you know, he's not deformed, he's not ugly, he doesn't stink or anything like that. You know, he's just like a 4 out of 10. Again, he's not deformed, he's not smelly. So when this guy went to pick up the food from this cute chubby blonde girl, she was like this, you know, she was handing him the food like this. She wouldn't even look at the guy. And you know, I was looking at the guy and I'm like, wow, I bet that guy feels like total shit right at that moment. I bet that curry seal was cursing his father for sticking his dick in a fugly woman, man. You don't want to be cursed by your children, guys. You know, it's a world, you know, Children are supposed to pray for us, okay? They're supposed to say, God, let my father go to heaven, okay? In the case of you curry sales having children, they're going to be saying, you know, God, let my father burn in hell, right? So cheating your genetics is the only way forward for you Indian guys. Now again, if you're light skin, you got green eyes, you're over 5'8", Alexander the Great raped your mama, this video ain't for you. This is for all the yogi obes, all the curry sales, all the Indian guys who are like 5'7" and below. They're dark skin, they got that crooked nose, you know. Indian people have a very, very distinct look to them, okay? It's like they have a stamp on their forehead that says made in India. The Indian phenotype is very, very unattractive, you know? I told you guys that the cafe I go to back in a small town, USA, we have this Indian guy. At first, I thought he was Yogi Obes, and then I realized he's like 5'7" and not 5'4". But his skin is very, very dark. As you guys can see, okay, you guys can see right now, this is a tan, okay? This is a tan, this is a tan, okay? This is a tan, guys. This is, unlike Yogi Obes, I don't come out of the box dark skin. I'm gonna show you, look at this. Right? Look at this, guys. This is a tan. I don't come out of the box dark skin like curry sales, okay? So with you Indian guys out there, it is imperative for you to understand, if you don't look like Yogi Obes, okay, this is what my Indian friends would say, okay? Because I drove cab with Indians who were Punjabi, they were Sikh. They would tell me, Amar, I'm Punjabi, I'm Sikh. They would never ever say Indian, okay? You guys out there who are fortunate enough to have your mama raped by Alexander the Great, you guys need to start saying, you know, I'm Punjabi, you know, affiliate with your ethnicity, affiliate with your tribe, okay? Don't say I'm Indian, okay? It's okay to say, yeah, I was born in India, but I'm Punjabi. Kind of like how I, Amar Metwali, say, yeah, I was born in Egypt, but I'm not Egyptian, right? So, you guys out there who are fortunate enough to have your mama raped by Genghis Khan, well, not Genghis Khan, I mean, if your mama was raped by Genghis Khan, I like Asian women, but let's be honest, you know, being an Asian is the next thing, you know, worse, you know, the next thing, you know, being Asian is like the next thing after being curry sale when it comes to desirability. You know, the least desired people on the face of the planet are curry sale and Asian guys. So, you know, if you're if Genghis Khan raped your mama, that's nothing to be proud of, you know. Hopefully Alexander the Great raped your mama and not Genghis Khan. So you Indian guys out there, it's imperative, if you are a curry sale, you gotta cheat your genetics. If that means you have to go out, get yourself a white girl, pay her $1 million, cheat your genetics. That's the only way you can move forward if you ever want to have children. Do not, under any circumstance, go out and have children with a fugly looking woman. Guys, we're done, okay? We are done with arranged marriages, okay? You guys need to understand, Indian women don't want Indian men. An Asian woman would prefer a white guy over an Asian guy, but at the end of the day, an Asian woman would be okay with an Asian guy. Indian women, on the other hand, they're not okay with Indian men. This is why in India, they, you know, the elite women of India, they throw what do they call it, you know, white baby parties, where they get all these chads and they have freaky deaky sex with them just so they can have like mixed white babies. Okay, this just goes to show you that your woman want to have nothing to do with you. And if you Indian guys out there, if your own woman don't want you, who else is gonna want you curry sales? I mean, Yogi Obes was fortunate enough to find a white girl that wanted him. Again, we don't know how she looks like. You know, she can be 50 years old, she can be fat, she can be short, she can be deformed, she can be ugly. We don't know. He doesn't want to make her pictures. He doesn't want to make her pictures public for whatever reason. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to tell you guys to dump Hinduism and convert to Christianity. That way you start whitewashing yourself. But here's what I'll tell you to do. My Egyptian cousin, you know, the guy who stole fucking $10,000 from me and ruined my restaurant, he would wear a cross. You know the Christian cross people would wear? He'd wear one of those. So when he was in Dubai, you know, he'd walk around with the Christian cross like this, and he would sleep with a lot of Eastern European women because they thought he was Christian. So I'm not telling you guys to abandon Hinduism. You know, maybe walk around with like a Christian necklace. That way white woman can think, you know, you're Christian, you know, make you kosher or something like that, I guess. But the point here that I'm trying to tell all of you Indian guys out there is that you guys need to understand, you have nothing to be proud of. That's the bottom line here. Now, pride is something that pride comes from self-respect, okay? It's very, very hard to self-respect yourself, to respect yourself if you are a fugly person, okay? Now, you can be a 5'4", bald Indian janitor, and I, Amar Mitwali, can respect you, but women are not gonna respect you, guys. This is what you need to understand. Women don't care how rich you are. Look, let this helicopter go by, okay? All right, he's gone. So, as you guys may or may not know, some of the people who helped me out with MGTOW TV running the server are Indian, and I respect the hell out of them. Why? Because they provide value. They're knowledgeable, okay? Women don't care about that. Women don't care how knowledgeable you are. They don't care how hardworking you are. They don't care how experienced you are. All women care about is looks, 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 looks. That's the single most important thing that I cannot stress this enough, guys. Stop leading with your wallet. Look, if you want to lead with your wallet, get yourself a freaking professional. This is what you Indian guys out there have to understand. If you are a curry sale, you have to lead with your wallet. If you're going to lead with your wallet, go to Las Vegas, you know, spend, you know, $300 to $500 and pick out the hottest white woman and cream pie her face. Okay, no problem there. You know, you want surrogacy? Pay $100,000. Get yourself, you know, a Swedish model to carry your baby. But stop trying to find true love. Stop trying to find your twin flame, because twin flames, true loves, just don't exist for ugly people. I'm not talking about ugly people. I'm talking about ugly people in general. Curry sales in particular, there is no love for fugly men. Bottom fucking line, I don't care if you're a curry sale or if you're white, if you're a fugly looking dude, you have to keep in mind, average is considered ugly to women. So imagine if you're a 5'4" balding curry sale, you know, that makes you fugly. You know, you got ugly and you got fugly, right? Ugly, fugly. Curry sales are in the fugly zone, right? And coincidentally, guys, Have you guys noticed that Yogi Obes and his mother are in the butt of all my, you know, they are the butt of the, you know, they are the butt, you know, they are the butt of my jokes in all my videos. Yet Yogi Obes never one time ever said, "Yo, Amar, let me holler at you." He never said that. Now, I know some of you Indian guys out there, you're gonna get smart and you're gonna say, "Well, Amar, that's because Yogi Obes is taking the high road." Bull fucking shit. Let me tell you something, guys. The Indian guys, the Sikhs, the Punjabis I drove cab with in LA, if you disrespect their mama, they're gonna show up at your place. They ain't even gonna knock on the door. They're gonna barge right in and they're gonna beat the shit out of you. And guess what? That's the way it should be. See, these guys have self-respect. Yogi Obes does not have self-respect. This is why he abandoned Christianity and became, this is why he abandoned Hinduism and became a Christian. This is why he moved over to Swedistan, the whitest country on the face of the planet. This is why he's getting with a white chick, right? This is why you see him walking around with the cross. You know, Yogi Obes is a lot like my Egyptian cousin, right? On the outside, they try to act like they're suave and they are mavericks, but the reality of the matter is they're weak, they're pathetic, you know. News update on my Egyptian cousin who stole $10,000 from me and ruined a restaurant that was actually doing quite well. Give me a second, guys. I'm gonna dive. Let me get a little bit in a deeper area. There we go. Ah, yeah, that felt good. It's like 85 degrees out here, man. So hot, humid, so gotta take a dive in the water every now and then. So I was saying, my Egyptian cousin, an update on my Egyptian cousin. Guess what? His wife left him, she abandoned the kids, she went off to Dubai. You know, she's a bank manager now. Yeah, she monkey branched and she left my cousin in the garbage where he belongs. And the thing is, my cousin is only a couple of years older than Yogi Obes. So, I don't know, guys. Maybe in a couple of years, we're gonna hear that Yogi Obes' wife left him. Now, that all depends, you know. If she's an attractive white girl, she's gonna leave him. You know, if she's like ugly, fat, deformed, retarded, she might stay with him. So, keep your eye on Yogi Obes. But the point here I'm trying to get to you guys is that self-respect comes from within. Look, I don't care if you're fugly. I don't care if your country sucks, okay? You gotta have self-respect. Self-respect is internal, guys. That's why it's called self-respect, because it's internal, okay? I don't care if you're ugly. I don't care if your country sucks. You Indian guys have got to, a lot of you Indian guys actually do self-actualize by working at Google, making $200,000 a year. But still, self-respect, okay? You know, you guys have to start internalizing self-respect. You know, think of self-respect like an engine. You gotta kickstart that engine, get it going, right? This is what you got Indian guys out there, this is what you curry sellers out there have got to do. You've got to start. You gotta kickstart self-respect and get it rolling like an engine, okay? Now, how do you get self-respect? See, this is why it's called self-respect. I can't give you self-respect. Okay, I can tell you Indian guys, if you're a curry sale, you're fugly, no guy, no girl wants you, your only option for getting a woman is leading by your wallet, and if you're gonna have kids with a hot white woman, pay her $100,000. Look, I can tell you stuff like that all day, every day, but I, Amar Metwali, I cannot give you curry sales self-respect, okay? Self-respect, okay? It doesn't say armor respect. It doesn't say, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha respect. Self-respect. It comes from you, okay? So you can be the ugliest curry seal on the face of the planet. You can be 5'4". You can be balding. You can be wearing glasses. You got to have self-respect. That's the most important thing out there. Come on, guys. I know you guys can do it. The Indian cab drivers, they have self-respect. So I know self-respect is something that is attainable by curry seals. So whatever it takes for you as a curry seal to have self-respect, you have to do it. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care, peace.